Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, I've been meeting up with a tough customer lately. He's old man wash day habits. And he has the mistaken idea that you ladies have to do things his way on wash day.
Yeah, you bet they do. I'm old man wash day habit, I am. And there's nothing I enjoy more than to keep a lady washing the same old way with the same old soap year after year.
Well, I've got two licks when I tell ladies about new Dove. That new kind of granulated soap.
Hey, not so loud about Dove. I don't want the ladies to find out that this Dove does all three kinds of wash.
Well, listen here, old wash day habit. You can't stop me from telling the ladies what wonders Dove can do. Why, it gets dirty work shirts clean, grimy towels white, yet it's really safe for rayon undies.
Hey, quiet, you. If the ladies discover that Dove does everything in the wash, I'm done for.
That's right. They'll toss you right out once they discover how much safer Dove is. It's safer for fussy colored washables than any other leading granulated laundry soap. And yet, this same Dove can get dirty towels, snowy white.
Oh, that's bad news for me.
You bet it is, old man wash day habit, because Dove will show the ladies just how really dazzling white their towels and linens can be. Why, they've never seen whiter washes than you Dove gives them.
Hey, soft pedal that stuff.
And Dove does it so easily. In fact, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Dove.
Oh, have a heart. I've been telling the ladies that Dove is just like all the other soap.
But you know it's not. Why, they've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. You see, Dove is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap.
Looks like I'm licked.
You bet you are, Mr. Wash Day Habit. Why, women by the millions are changing to new Dove. So, ladies, just ask for D-U-Z Dove today. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. There was quite a tense little moment in the Goldberg house an hour ago. Rosie's just tried to get her brother to take her to the movies. And her reason for the sudden great desire was the fact that Sammy was going with his new friend, Walter Jerome. Well, the argument ended with Rosie deciding to go with Seymour. Well, now, Molly and Jake are home alone.
You like going over to Dr. Tate?
Yes. I don't feel like, but you feel like.
Because he called me and he said they got a letter from Orion and Chris from their honeymoon location.
All right. I have to say, huh?
Is it just necessary?
How can I go like this?
Well, if you want a darling, it wouldn't take long, right?
Is the water hot?
The water's scalding.
So then, I better get started.
But we'll be back before the children are home from the movies, huh?
What children?
Rosalie and Sammy.
Oh, no, they're not children anymore, dear.
No, they're not children anymore. I think you're right.
You weren't a child either at 17, Molly.
No.
Not at 16 either?
No, not at 16 either. That's when you came into my life, Jake.
A long time ago, Molly.
Yeah. How long is it, Jake?
Very long, Molly, if you figure by all we lived through.
When I think of myself at 16, Jake, I don't know, I can't believe it was me. What a person. Becomes what a person becomes out of a silly little nothing that I was.
You was never silly, and you was never nothing.
I was like Rosalie, dear.
No.
In what way was I different?
You mean, did you look like Rosalie?
Yeah.
The eyes, maybe. The eyes were the same. Otherwise, you are different. Very different.
Different. Very different. I mean, after all, how different Rosalie is my daughter, just.
You were brought up in a different world, Molly, and Rosie was brought up in a different world.
Different world, not different world. I was young, too. I was also 17.
At 17, Molly, you were a woman of the world, and Rosie is still a child. Things are different today, Molly. Parents feel their children. They don't give them responsibility. When I was 10 years old, I was earning my bread. I was a father. But you were all this age. You were an adult. All this a child.
Maybe.
Not maybe, Molly. You work, and I work.
Is it so good, Jake?
Is that so good, Molly?
I mean, the way we bring up children today. I mean, the poorest family, Jake, they try to make a wall around their children. They try to make the childhood last and last and last till Methuselah's day. Today, a boy isn't a man till he's, how shall I say, goes to first, how many years in public PS school? Public school, is his high school, is his junior high school, and his first college. And before a boy is out to take the world on his shoulders, he's 24, 25, 26, 27, and the girl is not a woman, she's her idea, so... Rosalie? You're home?
You're home, Rosalie?
So you didn't like the picture that was playing in clothes, you know?
Didn't like the picture that was playing in clothes? You don't feel well, Rosalie?
I'm all right.
Maybe we should have gone to the picture that Tammy and Walter went to. Only they were playing the same picture at both places, so I
bet I get rid of it.
The water's hot, I'm sure, Jake.
I won't be a jiffy. Are you changing, Molly?
No, I'll just slip on my coat, dear.
Oh.
Allow
me to help you take off your glasses,
Rosie. Where are you going, Molly?
Over to Dr. Cade's father. He got a letter from Chris and Orion, and he wants us to read it to us. You want to come with us?
No, Mom. I'm tired. I think I'll go to bed.
Why should you be in the house all alone?
I don't mind, Ma. You know that.
Very well, if you want to.
Molly, I don't see a cow.
Coming, dear.
Why don't you see a cow? All the cows are standing there, dear, where the roses are.
Certainly, you sure you feel well, darling?
Sure, Ma.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
You went to closer, you drove to closer, you didn't went to the movie?
No.
Oh, yes, it's you sure you don't want to go to Dr. Cady's house?
I'm sure.
Excuse me, Stingler.
Sit
down, open your coat, take off your muffler.
Excuse me. Wait on, you can't find the cow. What's the matter, you can't find the cow. The cow
is standing. Easy. Would you like to play gin rummy, Rosie?
No, Stingler. I'm very tired.
You sure you feel well?
I'm just tired, Stingler.
It wasn't a very long ride to Closeville, Rosie, was it?
No.
Was my driving tiresome?
No.
Do you think I'm a pretty good driver?
You drive very well.
Thank you. Were you listening to me when I was talking to you, Rosie?
About what thing?
About everything.
I'm very tired, Tina.
I'll go when you want me to, Rosie.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
Can I get you something that'll rest you?
Thanks, Tina.
I'm not trying to press you for an answer, Rosie, but everybody wants to crowd a little happiness into their lives in a hurry now. So that's my only reason. I mean, Rosie, everybody wants to feel that they got something to live for, even if you have to die for it. And you're just the kind of a girl my mother would like, Rosie.
Thanks, Jim.
I didn't tell you that I'm waiting for my physical. I don't want her to break down.
Oh.
Why
don't
you
make a
little
cup of
tea
now?
You want something
for me? Oh, no, thanks. You're too fatigued anyway.
No, I'll make it.
No, please. Rosie. Did you see that picture that was playing at Closeville? Is that why you didn't want to see it again?
No, I just didn't like it.
That actor was too handsome to be sincere. I don't like him either. Is it true, Rosie, that women don't really like handsome men?
Well...
I mean, regularity of features?
Well...
But would you say that Walter Jerome, the young man...
Would you say he was handsome, Tina?
Would you say he was, Rosie?
That depends.
On what, Rosie?
What? she was your type.
She isn't. Is he, Rosie?
No. I'll answer it soon. Hello? Yes? Hello? Who is this, Sammy? Oh, where are you? Uh-huh. Well, Mom and Papa are going over. Are you? Wait for us, Sammy. Yes, and you didn't go to the movies? All right, Sammy. Yes. Goodbye. I'm going to lock you. Sammy, he's over at Dr. Cater's mom. He didn't go to the movies either.
Who is Jerry?
Sammy and Walter. Seymour, dear, help me with my glasses, please.
But you're too tall.
Yes, the air will do me good.
I'll be ready.
Yes, of course, Seymour. You're going home, aren't you, Seymour?
I think so. Right.
Why don't you know,
no,
Seymour?
No, thank you. I want to write a letter to my mother anyway. Good night.
The change in Rosie's mood would be called phenomenal in the art of medicine, but in the history of love, it's quite a common occurrence. And it includes a tendency not to feel or sympathize with what others are feeling. For Seymour is so heavy-hearted, it weighs his steps down. Say, who does the dishes at your house? Oh, you do? Well, then chances are you've been struggling with those halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, you can toss such halfway soaps right out now that new Does is here. Does, you know, is that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra safety for your hands. Why, Does treats your hands like a baby. Just notice how beautifully soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, it's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet no soap made can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. Why, it cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, you can tell by the suds how different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.